At the beginning of this period, it was still common for people, in rural and urban areas alike, never to have traveled much beyond the boundaries of their immediate city or village community. Married brothers and sisters, parents and grandparents, tended to remain living nearby, and the community consisted of people who had often known each other for much of their lives. But now that so many people move from where they grew up, knowledge of neighbors tends to be superficial or non-existent. People's sense of identity used to be rooted in the community to which they belonged, in people's real knowledge of each other, but now it is lost in the facelessness of mass society. Familiar faces have been replaced by a constant flow of strangers. As a result, who we are, identity itself, is endlessly open to question.